Doctor Who, the Crossover Adventures, Cause for Terror, Episode 3.
Something killed the young girl here. I don't see doors around here.
Like, it's still here.
Yes! Jenny, keep back.
Doctor, what is it?
I don't know, I can't see. I've dropped the torch.
What are we going to do?
Can I say now, back off slowly towards the TARDIS, it might not see.
It's between us and the TARDIS.
I think this situation is getting rather tricky.
You can say that again. What do we do now?
Well, if we sneak underneath, it may not. Oh, wait a moment.
What?
Ah, here's the torch.
We've turned it on.
Say
no.
Broken. Ah! It didn't work now.
There's nothing there.
Yes, quiet. Yeah. And one good here. Yes, recording. Looks like not all of these control panels are dead.
Oh, what sick mind would play a joke like that? That took years of my life.
It must have just finished rewinding when we came back here and it automatically replayed.
Why would someone record a monster roaring?
Indeed. This looks like a laboratory of some kind. Perhaps with an experiment involving a specimen of a dangerous breed of bear.
Maybe it escaped.
That would explain the mess.
And Destina.
Yes, possibly. But that can't be what's harmed my other self. That monster would have killed Destina after she contacted us, and he was already in trouble. Of course, that's assuming this is Destina after all. We have no proof.
It has to be her. Who else could it be?
Considering the infinite amount of people in the universe, Jenny, it could be anyone. What we need is more evidence that this is the cause of my untimely demise.
And where would we find that?
We look. It seems there's more recordings on here. I wonder if this equipment can withstand playing it.
Penny for a penny, Doctor?
Exactly. Here we go. Interesting.
Terrible. Whoever it is can't sing the tone.
That's beside the point, Jenny. Listen to the words.
Doctor, what is a Dalek?
Why does it want to spend Christmas with someone is what I want to know. I think it's time we bent the rules a bit.
Pardon? Which rules?
The rules of time, Jenny, the rules of time.
Did you say your name was Destina? How very interesting.
Someone help me out, please.
Oh, sorry, here, let me give you a hand.
What's so interesting about being called that?
I think one of me has the continuity a bit muddled.
I'm not even going to begin to unravel that statement.
Destina, that name sounds Gallifreyan, am I right?
Look, you haven't answered my question. Are you the Doctor?
Ah, yes. As I said, I am known as the Doctor and this is Frobisher.
Hi there.
I've heard of you.
Well, I do get about
it. Not you, the Doctor. He's always being talked about at the Academy.
Oh, so you are from Gallifrey then, I thought so.
I'm in training to become a Time Lord. At the moment, though, I'm just an ordinary computer technician.
Oh, there's nothing ordinary about being a computer technician. There's nothing ordinary about any job. Even Frobisher here once spent 7 years as a gurney just to be near a nurse he fancied.
Yeah, but I finally got tired of her pushing me around.
Now, how about you come down off that box there and tell us how you got here, hmm?
Then the High Council ordered Davros to be dematerialized. And of course, I was put in charge of getting that done. I pressed the button, and everything decided to blow up in my face. Then I woke up here.
Oh, I see. The usual Tom will cock up. You'd think a race of time-active beings with 6 million years of experience behind them would learn to keep their equipment maintained.
As the non-Time Lord in the room right now, I feel it's my contractual duty to ask, what happened?
Oh, I suspect there was a fault in the circuitry. Now, somehow, not only was Davros dematerialized, but part of the feedback hit the operator as well. And that operator was Destina.
Does that mean we're all dead?
Oh, no, I sincerely doubt that. I mean, I'm sure I'd know if I was dead. No, I'm not sure where we are, but no doubt Davros is behind it.
Oh, sure. Yeah, no doubt. And Davros would be... who?
Didn't I ever tell you about Davros? I was certain I did. Well, anyway...
Oh, not again.
Davros the Khaled was a nasty evil soul, in his electric chair and simply no hair, and that eye like burning coal. Davros the Khaled was a scientist, so they say. He was in a war, so we people thought they'd get him to save the day. There must have been some evil in those mutants Davros found. When he made them into mobile tanks, they began to zap around. Davros the Khaled had made a grave mistake. His mutant machines thought themselves supreme, and they screamed exterminate. Davros the Khaled led his Daleks on a quest to kill what he sees as his enemies, as is what Daleks do best. All through the planets, the Daleks spread far and wide, killing worlds at will simply for the thrill, terrorizing all of time. For too long he came along to hurt my friend Buffy, and she only stopped the moment that the Time Lords took him away. Davros the Khaled ought to have been killed, you see. But something went wrong and he was sent along to kidnap you and me. Zappity zap zap zappity zap zap, watch Davros's chair. Zappity zap zap zappity zap zap, try to go downstairs.
Thanks, Doc. That makes everything quite clear. Of course, you could have just told me that he's the guy who created the Daleks.
Oh, but where's the fun in that?
More fun than your singing. Did I ever tell you you're tone deaf?
Ah, yes. Now I'm getting audio criticism from a penguin. Do penguins even have ears?
They do if I say they do. See?
Good Gallifrey!
Oh, Frobisher. Donkey's ears are just so passé.
Pardon?
Never mind. Oh, Destina. Perhaps we should have explained Frobisher's talent.
His ears, they just...
Well, if you don't like them, I could always take them off. See?
What are you?
Oh, he's a Whiffadil from the planet Xenon, a shape-changing species.
Hiya!
An alien?
Well, I would have thought that was obvious. Not many Time Lords look like penguins.
I thought it was a failed regeneration or something.
No, he's not from Gallifrey, that's for certain. He's an alien.
An avian, too?
Yes, that's right, an alien avian. Ah, Destina, I was forgetting. Most Gallifreyans aren't used to off-worlders.
Sheltered bunch, huh?
Overwhelmingly so. Now, you don't need to be frightened.
Can I touch it?
What?
Pardon?
Touch it. I've never met an alien before. Oh, can I touch it, please?
Excuse me. I am not an it. I am a he. A getting very annoyed he, too.
Frobisher, calm down. Destina, you realize Frobisher is a person, not an animal.
Too right I am.
Oh? Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to. Oh, I'm so sorry.
So you should be.
It's a major fascination of mine, the study of alien wildlife. I've read about all the fauna of most of the major planetary systems. There's not too much of it on Gallifrey. It's too boring.
No, tell me about it. That's one of the reasons I left in the first place.
One day, I plan to leave Gallifrey myself and travel the universe. You're one of my greatest heroes, Doctor.
Am I really? Oh, how interesting.
Oh, for goodness sake, Doc. Could your ego get any bigger?
Oh, Frobisher. Jealousy's a curse.
Save me the beatitudes, Doc. Are you sure we can trust this girl?
Oh, Frobisher.
No, listen. Don't you think her story's just a little bit suspicious? I mean, come on. She gets swept up in a fallout because the Time Lord stuffed up a trial? Even I know that they never interfere.
Well, they would in this case.
Why's that?
Because I asked them to. And they know far more than I do about Davros' crimes. Now, I'm afraid Destine is just an innocent bystander who got caught up in the crossfire.
Doesn't take much sucking up to win you over.
Oh, Frobisher, just because she thought you were a pet.
Doctor. Doctor, what's this?
Hmm? What?
Up here on this podium.
It's called a stage.
Ah. Well, Destina, this is what one would call a set for a pantomime, a tradition common in Britain on Earth. Their performances are familiar children's stories, usually done at Christmas time. Occasionally, they can be quite entertaining.
Fascinating! So it's a reenactment of past events, but dulled down for those in brain buffing.
If you want to put a Gallifreyan spin on it, yes, that's about it.
How quaint. So where are the actors?
Good question.
Doc?
Yes?
Don't look now, but I think we're about to have company.
What? I think you're right. Destina, off the stage!
Why?
Merry Christmas, everybody!
I don't believe it.
Neither do I.
Who is it?
Well, come out, come out! I know you're hiding in there. Ho, ho, ho.
Why not? He sounds pleasant enough.
I don't like what's happening.
I'm going to see.
No, Justina, wait. I'm going after her. Come on, Frimsha.
Drag me.
Excuse me. Hello?
Merry Christmas, Destina Lisharana. Have you been a good girl this year?
I think so, but why?
Good afternoon there.
Yeah, hi.
Merry Christmas to you too, Aventar Glue. Merry Christmas.
Please don't use my real name if you don't mind. There's a reason why I changed it.
Sorry about that, Frobisher. But Merry Christmas all the same. Oh, and what should I call you? Once upon a time, it was Theta Sigma. Once upon another time, it was Wormhole.
Doctor would be fine, thank you.
Merry Christmas, Doctor. Merry Christmas to everyone.
But, sir, you know who we are. But who are you?
You know, Destina, you're the first girl I've met that's asked me who I am. But you, my dear, are, after all, a special case. My name, Destina, is Santa Claus.
Santa Claus?
Santa Claus. Father Christmas, Kris Kringle, jolly old Saint Nick. I answer to them all.
I've read about you, I think.
Excuse me, Santa. I hate to be rude, but I was led to believe you weren't actually real, but merely an imaginary character to entertain children in December.
Doctor, you always have been the one to unravel the universe. Always trying to prove the scientific fact in the extraordinary. You should learn to overcome it.
I beg your pardon?
And now, my children, I have presents. One gift for each of you.
I remember now. St. Nicholas always gave out presents to the poor and...
Yes,
the
Saint, I know.
Here we are. First, for Frobisher.
Me?
Come here, my penguin. For you, I have this.
What's this?
Open it and see.
Okay, but if it's a can of worms, I won't be happy. A key?
A TARDIS key.
I've been asking the doc for ages for one of these.
Where did you get that key, Santa?
I never give away my secrets, Doctor. Although I do give away presents. And Doctor, it's your turn.
Oh, goody.
Here you are.
A mirror. Oh, how nice. Something I've always wanted.
We all need to look at ourselves from time to time. How long has it been since you took a good look at yourself, Doctor?
Oh, it's been a while. Frobisher, am I imagining it, or is this mirror showing things a bit more darker than usual?
Must be you, Doc. I can see me in all my radiant glory.
How intriguing.
And finally, Destina.
Me? Oh, I don't want anything.
Nonsense. Everyone must get presents at Christmas. You'll like yours.
A book. I haven't seen any of these on Gallifrey. There, everything's on computers.
It's a sad event when a child has never read a real book. Have a look inside.
But there's nothing inside. Just blank pages. Santa, what's the point in having a book with no words?
And now, here's a little something for right now for you all.
A kinder surprise?
A homing device for the TARDIS.
Your TARDIS?
No, the guy next door's TARDIS. They did a swap about 3 weeks ago. Of course his TARDIS.
Santa, where did you... Get this. Santa? Santa?
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Wow!
Extraordinary. Frobisher, did you just see what I didn't see?
No. Wait, pardon?
Never mind. Well, now that we've got the homing device, perhaps we might be able to get to the bottom of this. Shall we go TARDIS hunting?
Doctor, you didn't say what you meant about bending the rules of time. Doctor.
Ignoring you is simple as that.
Sorry, I couldn't hear that. Doctor, what are you doing? Doctor? I don't like the sound of that. Doctor, you'd better take a look at this. Doctor! 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 Doctor, what's happening? Why? What's going on? What are you doing? What was it?
Just a minute, Jenny. Let me just get my breath back. That, Jenny, was a nexus point.
A what?
A nexus point. A temporal convergence where the normal stream of time has been altered in some way.
Where were we going?
I was taking the TARDIS back a few hours, back to before the laboratory got smashed. I was hoping that I'd encounter... Oh, no!
A what?
I was going to see what happened to my past self. That anomaly only confirms my worst suspicions.
What? Not that... It can't be. It can't.
The TARDIS can take us virtually anywhere in time and space, except for those places that are too dangerous even for her. Her or her pilot.
Oh, please, don't say what I think you're saying.
I can't avoid it. This is the evidence that I was hoping we wouldn't find. That point is the point in my timeline where I am to die. And if the fabric of space and time is to be preserved, I am forbidden to do anything to stop it!
A Cause for Kara, written by Aaron Turman, starring Aaron Turman as the Doctor, Matthew Kapelke as the Doctor, Corey Klimo as Frobisher, Yana Kildy as Jennifer Langard, Jennifer Lee as Destina, and Roy K. Mowley as Santa Claus. Incidental music composed by Peter Wicks, Owen Spratley, and David Nagle. Theme music arranged by Howard Richardson. This has been a Crossover Adventures production.